This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, final segment with the great Harrison Smith. When I say the great Harrison Smith, he's always been a smart guy, worked for us many years as a reporter and a host, but just the show gets better and better, and the production crew that produces the show with the guests and all the information is just over the top great. 8 a.m. Central every morning, Infowars.com/show and Band on Video. Harrison, there's another wrinkle to this, or another layer to this onion. And that's Biden comes out 2 years ago and says the number one threat in America and the official terrorism plan of the executive branch is not the Russians, not the Chi-Coms, not MS-13, not the Mexican Mafia. No, it is the American people and white supremacy. If you actually go to the real crime statistics, basically doesn't even exist. It's like super rare. Okay, I mean, maybe white supremacists kill like 10 people a year or something, but they hype the living hell out of it and then say anyone that is against lockdowns or open borders or forced injections or talks about election fraud is a terrorist and needs to be shut down, needs to be silenced. And then we have an article on Infowars.com about the whole rigged trial of Joe Biggs and the Proud Boys, who when the police opened the barricades, they went in. They've been trying to stop some people being violent. Here they are in solitary confinement for 2+ years, or now over 2 years, and they're being railroaded by a corrupt judiciary that we know D.C. is famous for. And so there's the left wanting to keep people. When the left burns down buildings, Kamala Harris bails them out of jail. When the left shoots cops, Kamala Harris bails them out of jail when she was a vice presidential candidate. That's all sweet and wonderful, hundreds of millions of dollars raised for the summer of rage in 2000. But, oh, no, don't lock up an MS-13 guy that has been arrested more than a dozen times and spent years in prison and committed multiple murders he admits to and has all over his tattoos saying he did it. And they know with MS-13, that's approved by the head guys when you get those tattoos. That's your stripes, your sergeant stripes. That's a record. That's your rap sheet that they tattoo on their bodies. Oh, these portable God's children, let's be nice to them. But the American people, oh, they all need to be locked up for January 6th. It's the biggest terror threat ever. And then all Trump supporters are all populists. You're all terrorists, too. Because of this, it's so transparent, Harrison.
Yeah, and not only is the mainstream media celebrating what's going on in this country, they're demanding more of it. They want more Trump supporters to be thrown into prison. And it almost goes even beyond that. We showed a video yesterday sort of in conjunction with talking about El Salvador, which was a Safeway in California somewhere, right? A grocery store that had, bars on the window and you can't just check out and leave. You have to get, there's a gate there and you have to show your receipt for the gate to go up. So, essentially we're dealing with a situation where we can either put the criminals in prison or we're all going to live in prison, right? Either we put the bad people away and separate them from society, or the whole society has to have bars around it and has to become a prison
planet. You just hit the key. In a speech, I forget where, you can pull it up online, of Eisenhower. He was president in 1960. He said, I can give you total safety, but I got to lock you in a tiny, 200 square foot cell. And so now the new smart cities are 200 foot coffin apartments, and you've all got to be scanned and tracked everywhere you go, but the illegal aliens aren't scanned, the criminals aren't scanned, so they use that outside threat to get us to then be herded into, quote, safety zones where the good people are in prisons and the globalist criminals and the low-level criminals work together to keep us under their control. You just nailed it.
Well, and to go back to your point about the tattoos, to expand on that a little bit, because I saw, I think it was CNN or some mainstream media corporation said these alleged gang members. Well, in El Salvador, if you have a gang tattoo and you're not in the gang, they will kill you for that. So to have these tattoos is proof that they were part of the gang. So they're not locking up just random people with tattoos. They're locking up criminals. They all went through a judicial process, and we can have some skepticism about that because we do want to be on our toes for authoritarianism. But as far as I can tell, it all seems totally legit. The criminals that are in jail now deserve to be there for the horrific crimes that they've committed.
Exactly. And on the subject of tattoos, all those different Aboriginal groups do tattoos when they do rites of passage or they get married or they kill their first warrior or whatever. And it's the same thing. Nobody until the 70s had tattoos. It wasn't in a motorcycle gang or wasn't in a special military unit or hadn't done something special. You didn't get those unless you'd been part of that. And if you go back hundreds of years ago, sailors would get a special tattoo when they crossed the equator for the first time. Mm-hmm. Or when they circumnavigated the world, you get another tattoo. These are a rap sheet of your good or bad things you've done. You're 100% right. Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. weekdays, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now into hour number two on this final day of February, the 28th day of February, 2023. The great health ranger, Mike Adams, is loaded for bear from his new studios in Central Texas, beaming into our studios. He's got a bunch of big guests lined up. He takes over in 2 minutes. But last hour, I got so hot and heavy on them admitting gain of function, that the COVID virus was lab-made, vindicating everything, what's happening in El Salvador, all the other issues that I did not plug. One of the biggest enemies of InfoWars is actually Alex Jones, because when I plug at least once an hour, we can fund the operation. When I forget and don't do it, we can't fund it. Plus, we've got great products you need. If you want to continue to see hardcore, game-changing, tip-of-the-spear, 98% accuracy that just is setting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere, stay with InfoWars, pray for InfoWars, spread the word about InfoWars, and buy product at InfoWars. And I can tell you how many outside groups go and test the products we sell. Like Mike Adams is famous for his big testing lab where he tests all sorts of products, also supplements. And I didn't even know this happened with a family member. He was giving him a family member that had some neurological issues, CBD oil, in all the studies. It's really good CBD oil. It really helps all sorts of neurological things, Parkinson's, epilepsy, narcolepsy, the list goes on and on, joint pain, you name it. And he went and tested ours, and his testing lab checked it, has degrees in this, said this is the highest quality we've seen. We've seen another brand that's good, but this is the very top. This should be $160 a bottle for the 1,000 milligram that he puts out. And that's true. They recommended we sell it for $150. I went to these folks that own a big company that's one of the top distributors in the country of wide-spectrum CBD, and they said, we recommend $150 retail and then discount it $100. Well, I'm not going to do 200% markup. So at $67, there's 100% markup to fund ourselves. You're getting the best CBD, 1,000 milligram, 25 milligram, and 10 milligram, depending on the one you want, at over 50% what you're going to get this anywhere else. That's with a discounted. It's about 35% after the discount. So if you look at retail, it's like a 70% discount. The point is that point blank, everybody knows CBD is great. Doctors are prescribing it everywhere, even though it's not prescription. This is the best you're going to get. InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. Only way we fail is we don't take action. And I know less than 1% of the viewers, so I love and I think, I'm not bitching, buy the product. If just one more percent would just do it, we wouldn't just be good, we could expand. So we're not going anywhere. Those of you that have bought the products, you know who you are. Those who haven't, hey. Keep spreading the word. Keep praying for us. And if you want to experience great CBD, try it out. Get a bottle. And I think you're going to be a repeat customer. Also, our prebiotics sold out for over a year that creates all these great enzymes and amino acids in the gut that are anti-cancer and so good and for regularity. It's back in stock. Our bone broth is the best bone broth out there because the other ones don't have bee pollen, chaga mushroom, and magnesium, and turmeric. It goes on and on. It's back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and that's what makes this broadcast possible. Check out the other products while you're there. We're about to run out of the signed books. It's a fundraiser, unsigned. We got plenty of Great Reset, War of the World. It was number one for several months last year. Thanks to all the viewers and listeners. The awakening's here. The chain reaction's here. It's a very exciting time. But we've got more work to do. We can't rest on our laurels. We're a team, and I thank you, and I salute you for your honor and your will and your courage. The great Mike Adams, the next 2 hours, takes over.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Alex. It's great to be on the show here today. We got an incredible lineup right here straight ahead. Jeffrey Prather coming up at the bottom of this hour. Talk about fifth generation warfare, sabotage of infrastructure, and so much more. We're also going to be joined at the bottom of this hour. I'm sorry. Yeah, Jeffrey Prather is coming on here shortly. And then at the bottom of this hour, Eric Coppolino joining us to talk about the East Palestine a train wreck chemical bomb. We've got new information there that's come to light about the EPA's actions and also the diversion of the toxic chemicals. They were supposed to be sent to Texas. Reportedly, 500,000 gallons were already received in Texas. Some of that has been diverted to Indiana now, and there are lawsuits flying all over the place and a lot of people experiencing new injuries now when they return to East Palestine. So again, Eric Coppolino will be joining us for a full hour to cover that. And then we have Brian Festa, attorney for We the Patriots USA, going to be joining us at the bottom of the third hour here on the Alex Jones Show about a lawsuit that is being filed with lots of victims with exposure to these toxic chemicals and seemingly the inability of Norfolk Southern to move quickly in evacuating people who were exposed, and many other issues coming up in that lawsuit. So all of that is coming straight ahead, but our first guest coming up here shortly will be Jeffrey Prather. And he is, of course, a former DEA, former top operations guy, certain kinds of, I don't know how much we can say about Jeffrey Prather, but he's been in the thick of it, and he's been blowing the whistle, and he's working to help America save itself from the takedown that is taking place right now. Now, one thing I want to bring your attention to, folks, is a story on from the Wall Street Journal, SOS for the U.S. electric grid. Wall Street Journal article showed up yesterday, and it's authored by the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. And this story confirms exactly what myself and Alex Jones and others have been warning about for a number of years. It confirms that there is a deliberate takedown of the power grid affecting the United States, but especially in this case the eastern states, that as coal-fired power plants are taken offline, there are no sufficient replacements. There's no real effort to bring back any kind of capacity that could keep the system running for people. And so unless something changes, we're looking at rolling blackouts across eastern states. That's 13 states affecting 65 million people. The Wall Street Journal now confirming this. Again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today, because Alex and others have been talking about this for many years, and now here it is confirmed by the Wall Street Journal. The point is, the green cult takedown of the U.S. power grid is attempting to thrust the United States into a third world existence where you will have no reliable power grid, which means you'll have no reliable industry, no employers that can stay online, and you won't even be able to have power in your own home reliably. And guess what? If you went out and bought an electric vehicle, good luck charging it. You won't be able to charge it when the power grid is down, obviously, and that's all by design. So just one more example of how we nailed it here. You all, the supporters of InfoWars, you nailed it. And by the way, thank you for your support. Alex mentioned the CBD oil at the beginning of the segment. I have to concur. The CBD product from InfoWarsStore.com is truly outstanding. I've got one of my family members on it, and it's working wonders. It is highly potent. It's very effective. We've tested it in the laboratory, and it's an extraordinary value. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the CBD oil. I think that's the 1,000 milligram bottle that I'm referring to there, but there are some other formats that are available as well. Now, what we're going to be talking about here coming up shortly, again, Jeffrey Prather will be joining us. We're going to be talking about what I call molecular terrorism, which is the new form of asymmetrical terrorism that unleashes cheap toxic chemicals to cause massive economic and medical damage across the population at large. Also, we're seeing people getting sick as they return to East Palestine, even when they felt better after leaving. So They were there during the toxic event. They got sick. They got weird rashes and symptoms and bronchial effects and difficulty breathing. Some people were coughing up blood. Animals were dying. Many of these people evacuated, and then they got better. And then as they returned to the town, their symptoms are coming back. Why? Because there's something still in the air, folks, because the chemicals are still there. And this is something that's not being talked about by the EPA nor by Ohio state officials. But we're going to talk about it here on this show. We're also going to cover how the EPA can actually fake the tests for dioxins and other chemicals. How do we know the EPA even wants to conduct an accurate test? My guess is they don't. Actually, my guess is the EPA has already conducted dioxin testing, and they're sitting on the results, but they just don't want you to know what those results really are. So we're going to talk about that later on in the show as well, and then how law enforcement uses fake lab tests as well. I want to do a segment on that to explain how all across America, even though we support law enforcement, we support the men and women in blue, we want...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Last year, we published a report entitled Evidence That U.S. Government Targeted Red States with Deadly Batch of Vaccine, a story that most outlets ignored. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included. The very same lots found to be highly toxic in Parda Cooper's database. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Second smartest guy in the world on Substack also reported on it and has recently published an update, writing that now we have a more robust and far more damning view of this carefully distributed depopulation scheme. Back in Ohio of 2021, the expose publishes a report on data found in the USA's VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which reveals that 100% of COVID-19 vaccine deaths had been caused by just 5% of the batches that can be identified, and these deadly batches were not distributed evenly. The top 8 states with the highest vaccination death rate, Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, Montana, Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Tennessee, are all red states. 19 of the top 24 on the list are red states, and California has been the least affected by the deadly lots of COVID vaccine. The numbers show that Kentucky has a 1,900% worse vaccination death rate than California, suggesting that Kentucky received 20 times the amount of deadly batches than California did. Florida, number 20 on the list of most vaccine deaths per vaccination, received 3 times the amount of deadly batches than California, with its vaccination death rate at 200% higher than California's. The author points out that these deadly batches would be better classified as rapid kill lots and slow kill lots, as we are now seeing more evidence that they kill over time. And the evidence shows that red states were targeted with the rapid kill shots. This would go along with the United Nations Agenda 2030 plan, which seeks to move the entire population into crowded cities and federalize all of flyover country in the name of climate change. They have less than 7 years to accomplish this, and they are deadly serious about it. The U.S. government is in lockstep with the United Nations, and they will resort to murder and democide to accomplish their goals of total control. Many are suggesting that this is what is happening in East Palestine, Ohio, right now. The people of America are under attack by their own government, who is never going to quit until they accomplish their goals or unless they are stopped. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. InfoWars.com, yeah.
If you don't watch it, you're going to end up like Jason Adderley's boy. Deal me out this hand, Jason. I'm about to bust. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom. Oh, good Lord!
Scanning. Control. Manipulate scientific data. Take over. Blast control. World government. Shut down infrastructure. Ship everything to China. Just look at this person.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space. Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great physio magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cuminoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks. Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show, and we're going to be joined by Jeffrey Prather here in just a minute to talk about the sabotage of the infrastructure, what's happening in America, fifth generational warfare, and a little bit more. Just want to apologize. We had a couple of video synchronization glitches there. Got it all worked out. Happy to be joining you today. And remember, we've got Eric Coppolino coming up, too, in the next segment to talk about dioxins and other toxic chemicals that are falling out from the whole train wreck, literal train wreck in Ohio. So we're joined by Jeffrey Prather right now. Mr. Prather, sir, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Good to be with you again, Mike.
It's always good to have you on. I'm glad you're doing well, and you do excellent analysis on so many subjects. But I wanted to ask you, starting with, what is your take on the
the food infrastructure takedowns, now the energy infrastructure takedowns, and we even have the Wall Street Journal openly admitting that, you know, putting out an SOS now saying that 13 eastern states are not going to have a reliable power grid because they're not replacing, you know, the fossil fuel systems that they're taking offline. What do you make of all of this, Jeffrey? Give us your best analysis.
Well, the covert war by our government against us, and unfortunately, the military that I served in is comprehensive and encompassing, very similar to the overt proxy war in Ukraine. But in East Palestine, Ohio, it is particularly bad. Team America Ohio was there on the ground. My friend, Lieutenant Colonel Doc Pete Chambers, was there as well. And it looks like that the vinyl chloride is not even the worst element there. It's also 17 injection wells that are getting radioactive heavy water from Kentucky, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania injected in the air and coming back up to the surface. And that's part of the destruction on top of the food processing plants and the chickens being destroyed. And this is a complete resource siege happening globally, but simultaneously happening in America while it is happening in Ukraine as well. So it's much worse than people have thought.
Jeffrey, don't you wonder why? I mean, surely the people carrying this out realize that the American people will notice when they have rolling blackouts, right? They will notice as more and more food scarcity emerges in the grocery stores over the next year or so. How do you think that the people in charge of this obvious sabotage, these takedowns, how do they think they're going to get away with it? Any ideas?
Well, they don't study history. They don't study scripture. They haven't looked at Sri Lanka. This is an echo chamber. They think they're really smart, but they're just really ambitious. They just talk at their Davos conferences, and they're not aware of really what's happening at all. The perfect example of that is Ukraine, where Bakhmut is about to fold. Wagner Group has encircled that even in the midst of Rasputsiza, which is broken roads. And once that happens, that they will be able to move across there. And they're not noticing that the American people has turned against them completely. And no one will be able to carry this out. But things are still too easy in America. The American population is still, unfortunately, very soft, very drugged up, fattened up, dumbed down. And things just aren't that bad yet.
Okay. All right. Well, that's kind of scary. What's your take on the situation with Russia and Ukraine, also specifically about Nord Stream, because it seems like the Nord Stream pipeline destruction fits that pattern of infrastructure destruction that we are witnessing and suffering under in the United States. But in that case, Nord Stream, the taking out of that pipeline really harmed Germany. It hurt Russia a little bit, but it really hurt Western Europe in terms of their industry shutdowns and their energy problems. What's your take on that whole situation?
Well, I assessed 100% certainty that we sabotaged that. It's since come out through Seymour Hersh. I actually know some of the Special Warfare Navy hard hat divers that have placed all of that, but that fits perfectly with what's happening with the food processing, with what's happening in Palestine, all of that resource. And what they are trying to do is support the global cabal, the World Economic Forum, but also their Chinese masters as well. What's happened in Ukraine is that Putin and Russia, who are our allies, not our friends, but the enemy of our enemy, which is our own government, is our ally, is showing that third-generation kinetic warfare defeats fifth-generation information influence operations warfare, and that is about to collapse. So that's another huge inflection point. All that masquerade of us supporting Ukrainian Nazis is about to fall apart. And that's why
it's a really critical point. Yeah, a critical point you just made there, Jeffrey. So you're saying that third generation kinetic warfare, you're saying artillery beats BS press releases from the NATO countries, basically, right? So Russia is actually launching artillery while the West is launching press releases and just putting out propaganda that says Russia's losing and being destroyed and so on. But Russia is actually You know, they've got the industry, they've got the munitions. Regardless of what people watching, whether you are pro-Russia or anti-Russia, you can't argue with the fact that Russia has more military industry and domestic industry than does the United States or any European country at this point. So I don't know. Are the Western leaders like Victoria Nuland, are they so delusional that they think they can win this war with press releases and just fake news? I mean, what are they thinking, Jeffrey?
Well, if you go back to the end of World War II, when the Office of Strategic Services goes away, CIA comes out, Special Forces comes out, and they decide that they have to destroy morals. And in Russia, it's the Orthodox Russian Church, is Christianity, is the connection to God. So that has been targeted. That's why Russia, communist China has never really been, there is a Christian church there, but it's never really been a real force. So the focus of that, for government to be God, for these now oligarchs in America, not Ukraine and Russia, oligarchs in America and the West to control everything, that's why they have to target and destroy Russia. And that's the obsession that they have with that. But it's not even the third generation war of World War II, because they're doing standoff drone attacks, and they're basically grinding down Ukrainian forces. So the military-industrial complex is getting to supply more weaponry, and that's fine, but it's really also the biological intelligence complex of the 46 biolabs there that is being defeated there. So the defeat in Ukraine is a big wake-up call to WEF that this doesn't work. But unfortunately, no one is really aware of the sabotaging of the water and the land. They are aware of the food processing and chicken and egg kills in America, but not of the sabotaging of the land that's happening as well. But it all fits the same pattern.
Okay, Jeffrey, I want to give out your website at jeffreyprather.com, and that's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, jeffreyprather.com. Tell us about your site and your show and anything else you want to plug here as we wrap up segment with you.
Well, I'm a retired SOCOM soldier, ex-DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency intelligence officer, and I was a Drug Enforcement Administration special agent for 19 years until I blew the whistle that the DEA had a deal with the Sinaloa cartel to run drugs north in exchange for fast and furious guns going south. And since then, I've been trying to show the public what our government has turned against us. And it's sad to see that, but that's what I'm doing, and supporting your efforts as well, your great efforts to get out the truth as America wakes up and we build the resistance legally, morally, ethically, and nonviolently against our corrupt government in our own country.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeffrey, for joining us. And we're really glad to hear that you're out there analyzing all this and sharing this with all of us. JeffreyPrather.com is the website, folks. Visit it. You're going to learn a lot there. And we continue here on the Alex Jones Show in the next segment with Eric Coppolino and other news coming up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break here on InfoWars.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams here, and we're going to be joined in a minute by Eric Coppolino. First, I want to bring your attention to something really important to share with you here, something that I've got even on my desk. Can you show the cameras here? The Satellite Phone Store is one of the sponsors of InfoWars, and if you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, you're going to see these products that I travel with that are absolutely critical. We've got the Inmarsat satellite phone there. We've got the Iridium sat phone in the middle. And then the Bivy stick, which is the small item. It's the size of kind of an ice cream sandwich there. And that gives you two-way satellite text messaging for when the power grid is down or the cell towers don't work. And then this guy right here is a bandwidth device. So it gives you actual satellite bandwidth you can use practically anywhere on the planet. And it creates a Wi-Fi spot so you can have your laptop and phone join up with that, connect to the Wi-Fi, and have bandwidth. You can get all of this at InfoWarsPhone.com. And again, I do not travel without these because I don't trust the reliability of the power grid nor the cell towers. And we've had all kinds of situations and storms and fires and hurricanes and, you know, whatever, freezing weather that shut down the power grid in Texas, you know, a couple years ago. So check this out. Support the broadcast. Get yourself some backup comms and travel with this so you can always keep in touch with your loved ones. Again, InfoWarsPhone.com. planetwaves.com. Now, we're going to be joined by Eric Coppolino here from planetwaves.fm. And Eric Coppolino is an expert in dioxins. He's been covering it for actual decades. And he joins us now to cover the latest developments in East Palestine in the train wreck, chemical bomb, I guess, situation you could call it. Mr. Coppolino, thank you for joining me today. It's great to have you back on.
Mike, thank you very much for having me.
You're coming in loud and clear. That's awesome, Eric. So give us your latest assessment. We've had a lot happen since you and I talked, I guess, a week ago or so. What are the latest updates that you think are relevant for the audience to know?
Well, there are now repeated calls for dioxin testing in the East Palestine area and the surroundings. But what I have been hearing talking to residents who are calling me is that people are sick. I spoke to one woman yesterday where she and her children were down with what they were describing as flu-like symptoms. Her brother a few miles away was also down with the same thing, and both of his kids were down. And then she said that in a nearby school district, a quarter of the kids are out, and they're calling it a stomach bug. So we're now starting to see the influence. I believe there was also a piece on Rents describing, I'm pretty sure that it was Rents describing a wide diversity of illnesses associated with, you know, timed with this incident, people previously healthy. And I've been talking to farms in Pennsylvania, these kind of grass-fed and Amish-type farms where they are worried because they've taken care of the land for years, and now they are dealing with this pestilence.
Yeah, we saw there was even a story in Breitbart kind of buried within the story. It said that people who had left East Palestine, they'd evacuated, and then they felt better. The minute they came back to the town, they started to re-experience the same symptoms again, which would seemingly indicate that there are still toxins floating around, or somehow people are still being exposed to these toxins. But you and I know, Eric, that these dioxins, which are created by the burning of chlorinated compounds, such as vinyl chloride and PVC, these dioxins are toxic at insanely low concentrations. We're talking, you know, parts per quadrillion or femtograms or picograms. It doesn't take much at all in order to make people sick. So maybe that's an explanation of what's going on. What do you think?
Well, it doesn't take much dioxin to make people sick, but we have to also remember I saw a photograph in the EPA complaint with an aerial photo of all the wrecked tanker cars, and and with a little line pointing to each car saying what was in the car, and so there were probably 15 different substances released, including things that are not considered hazardous material, but certainly become hazardous in the middle of a situation like this. And there are synergistic effects of these chemicals. It's one thing to be exposed to one chemical, and it's another thing to be exposed to 10 chemicals partially burned and then blended together in the middle of this partial burn. It's absolute insanity.
Yeah, that is insanity. I was able to get my hands on this book right here, The Dioxin War, Robert Allen, and this was a little bit difficult to find, but it says Truth and Lies About a Perfect Poison. And you know, Eric, that this is called the perfect poison because it's almost impossible to destroy once it's created. It's very difficult, you know, to dismantle this. And it persists for, you know, what, centuries or even possibly millennia. So tell us what you
Carol
know about
billions of years.
Billions of years.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we're talking about it'll still be here when the sun turns into a red giant.
So when they inject this underground, as they were already doing in Texas and now apparently in Indiana, because I guess the EPA has diverted some of this toxic firefighting water waste to Indiana, and they're injecting it in these deep wells, I mean, that doesn't make it go away. It just puts it underneath all our aquifers and underneath our farms, and, you know, things can move around, obviously.
They do. There's no aquifer that's contained. This will contaminate the groundwater. That is equally insane as burning it, putting it in a pit and burning it. This stuff has got to be stored above the ground in contained tanks till they figure out what to do with it. I have never in my entire life heard of disposing of dioxin waste or any chemical waste by injecting it into a well. This is the kind of thing that would result in an enforcement action if you did this. If you poured it down your toilet, you would find yourself in handcuffs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just to be clear, that they are claiming, and there's a company in Texas called Texas Molecular, and they are licensed to handle hazardous waste. Apparently, I just learned about them. And apparently they can handle vinyl chloride, or they can, you know, drop it down a deep hole. But they say, oh, it's so deep that this won't come to the surface of the earth. It's so deep that it won't interact with the aquifers and so on. This is what they say. It's so deep, you can forget about it. I'm not sure I'm buying that. What do you think?
I wouldn't buy it for a penny. It is absolute rank insanity. This is not how dioxin waste is supposed to be disposed of. It's supposed to be put in an incinerator and burned to what's called six nines, 99.9999% disposal with consumption by the incinerator, which is itself a lie because you can't ever get it that clean because of the cool down phases and warm up phases of the incineration process. But I have never in my entire life anywhere once read or heard of throwing it down a well. I'm absolutely astonished by this.
All right, I'm holding up a diagram of the molecule, and maybe the control guys can actually find a better molecule there for dioxin. This is 2378 PCDB. Yeah, there it is. So I can tell you, though, the actual solution for sure, I know because we have this in our lab, we have a plasma torch on one of our mass spec instruments, well, a couple of them. Plasma torches will disintegrate these molecules, but they use a massive amount of electricity. So, no, seriously, you got to take all this water, you nebulize it, you run it through a plasma torch, and you get nothing but carbon and hydrogen and chlorine atoms all kind of dismantled. That's the solution, seriously.
Well, that's a lot better than dumping it down a well.
Yeah,
I'm speechless.
Well, but the thing is, of course, it would cost a fortune to do that. So this is the thing. They took vinyl chloride, which wasn't worth much, right? I mean, kind of dirt cheap as a bulk material, and PVC, you know, kind of dirt cheap as a bulk material. And then through what I'm calling asymmetrical chemical terrorism, they then created who knows how many tens of billions or hundreds of billions of dollars in damage to farms and people and homes and family and animals and rivers and crops and everything. I mean, you talk about asymmetrical warfare. What do you think about that, Eric? I mean, the damage is insane. Incalculable.
Let's go back to some of the early history of dioxin. It was a component of a chemical weapon. Agent Orange. Most people know of dioxin from their parents and grandparents, dad and their grandfather, who were exposed to it during the Vietnam War. And so it is a component of a chemical weapon that was used for years in Vietnam, and then it was dumped on the Pacific Northwest in Oregon. So it is a warfare agent.
Well, absolutely, and we're in a war, right? We are being attacked. Now, do you think that this, even if the initial accident wasn't intentional, they intentionally set it on fire. They intentionally spread it. They intentionally injected it deep underground. Things like that. Now, we got to go to break, Eric. I'm sorry. But hold your answer to that question, and we'll be right back after this break. We're going to continue with Eric Coppolino here from planetwaves.org. If you want to see his Substack page, planetwaves.org. We'll be back with Eric Coppolino and much more straight ahead here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. We continue through the entire next hour, including with Attorney Brian Festa filing a lawsuit. We'll be right back after this break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.